ओम नमः शिवाय डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ shivam.org द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज षड दर्शन स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कोर्स इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन पूर्व मीमांसा प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण थैंक यू ओम नमः शिवाय
नाउ व्हाट अबाउट द अदर डिक्लेंशंस एवं अन्योपि इन दिस वे सिमिलरली Vibhakti Shrutya, with this Vibhakti Shrutya declension, with the help of the declension, Vinayoga, you have to understand the Vinayoga. So, that is also done. Pashuna, Ijeti, Ketra, Ekattam, Vamstayoho, Samana, Abhidhana, Shrutya, Karaka, Angattam. ఏజేతైతి ఆఖ్యాత అభిహిత సంఖ్యాయాః భావనాంగత్వం సమానాభిధాన శృతేరేవ పరశృత్యాచ యాగాంగత్వం సో పశునా యజేత దేర్ ఇస్ దిస్ టెక్స్ట్ విచ్ సేస్ పశునా యజేత విత్ దిస్ పశు యు హావ్ టు డు యాగ ది హోమ పశునా యజేత నౌ ఇత్యత్ర పశునా పశునా నా ఇస్ట తృతీయ థర్డ్ కేస్ పశునా టాభ్యాభిస్ టాభ్యాం బిస్ సో టా బికమ్స్ నా నౌ పశునా పశునా ఐ హావ్ టు డూ విత్ పశు వాట్ డూ ఐ అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ విభక్తి థర్డ్ డిక్లినేషన్ సింగులర్ విత్ వాట్ వాట్ డస్ దిస్ గివ్ వాట్ డస్ వాట్ మీనింగ్ డస్ దిస్ గివ్ హి సేస్ విత్ దిస్ సమానాభిధాన శృతి సమానాభిధాన శృతి ఇస్ వాట్ వి సా ఇన్ ది త్రీ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ శృతి విభక్తి రూప ఏక అభిధాన రూప అండ్ ఏక పద రూప ఏక అభిధాన రూప ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ సమాన అభిధాన రూప ఏక పద ఏక అభిధాన రూప అండ్ సమాన అభిధాన రూప ఆర్ సినానిమ్స్ సో సమాన అభిధాన శృతి విత్ ది సమాన హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ ది సమాన అభిధాన శృతి దిస్ పశున ఐ అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ పశున మీన్స్ ఏకత్వ పుంస్తయో ఐ గెయిన్ knowledge, two knowledges. What is this? One, singular, pashuna, ta, so singular. If it is pashubhyam, it is dual, two cows. Pashubhi, three or more cows. Because there, in this yaga, kapobhi, kapotibhi, kapotibhi it says, one has to perform this yaga with sparrows in plural it is so how many sparrows should you use for this yaga 100 1000 or all the sparrows in the world all the sparrows in the world is impossible 1000 if you do then the other fellow will not be able to do 100 to collect 100 is difficult so finally they say three బహువచన బహుషు బహువచన సూత్ర ఇన్ పాణిని ఇస్ బహుషు బహువచన ఫర్ మీనింగ్ త్రీ ఆర్ మోర్ ప్లూరల్ ఇస్ యూస్డ్ సో త్రీ స్పారోస్ ఆర్ ఇనఫ్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ ది యాగా దే ఫైనలీ కమ్ టు దిస్ కన్క్లూషన్ లైక్ దాట్ హియర్ పశునా ఇస్ సింగులర్ థర్డ్ డిక్లరేషన్ సింగులర్ సో యూ గెయిన్ దట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ వన్ పశు వన్ కౌ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ ఫర్ దిస్ యాగా యూస్ ఫర్ దిస్ యాగా ఓకే వన్ Now, another knowledge you gained from this. Pashuna is a masculine. So, you have to use a masculine cow. You have to use a male cow. Pashuna. So, one cow and male cow. If it is feminine, okay. If it is Napumsakalinga, neutral gender, you will have trouble. So, Pashuna, it gives you knowledge. One is, it is a male cow. Two, it is one cow. So, samana abhidhana. How do you get this? Samana abhidhana shruti. Hey, with the help of samana abhidhana shruti. Same word, the same takara, ta, pashuna, ta, gives you the knowledge that it is one and it is male. So, karakangattam. And this gives the knowledge, with this gives the knowledge of the anga, the limb of the karma. ఏజేతి ఇతి ఆఖ్యాత అభిహిత సంఖ్యాయాః భావనాంగత్వం సమానాభిధాన శృతేః ఏజేత పశున ఏజేత దేర్ త ఇస్ దేర్ ఏజేత ఇత విచ్ ఇస్ అగైన్ సింగులర్ సో దేర్ ఆఖ్యాత అభిహిత సో విత్ దట్ With Lingatvamsha, you will understand the Shabdi Bhavana. With the Akhyatamsha, you will gain the Arthi Bhavana, knowledge of Arthi Bhavana. Shabdi Bhavana and Arthi Bhavana are two Bhavanas, which you gain from the knowledge of Lakara. The Lingatvamsha gives the Shabdi Bhavana, and the Akhyatamsha gives the Arthi Bhavana. So, Yejaite iti Akhyata Avita Sankhyayaha. With the Akhyatamsha, which gives you the number, with that bhavana angatam, it becomes the anga, limb for the bhavana. With one cow pashuna, with one cow which is male, one has to ishtam bhavet, one has to do bhavana for whatever desired result he wants. So samana vidhana shruti, that also is gained through the samana vidhana shruti only. Padashrutya cha yaga angatam, and Bhavananga it becomes with Savana Vidhana Shruti. With Pada Shruti it becomes Yaganga. Yejeta in this Ekapada, there is Ekapada Shruti. So with that you get it becomes Yaganga, the part of the Yaga. So where should I use this one cow? It gives the knowledge that it should be used in this Yaga. Amurtayapi Bhavanangatam. We already saw the color is not Murta, but still it is amurta, it is formless, but still it becomes a part of the bhavana. So he is proving that. Nacha amurtasya, because it singular to plural, these are numbers. One, two, they are numbers. They are formless. How can one male cow, which is one is where one is sankhya, it is not a murta dravya, it is not something which has form, it's just a number. So how can that be a part of the yaga? If you say, he says, amurtasyaha, amurtayaha, tasyaha, katham bhavanangattam iti vachyam, nacha vachyam. You should not ask this sankhya, which is formless, cannot become bhavana, a part of bhavana. How can it become part of bhavana? You should not ask like this. Why? Kartru paricheda dvara tadupatehe. Kartru paricheda dvara. Kartru paricheda dvara means, the Kartrurupa Vyapara, for the Kartrurupa Vyapara, the Karta, when you are thinking about the Karta, with Karta is Akshepalabhya. Yaga is Karma, Karanatven Anveti, we already saw. Yaga is important, not the Karta. Because the Karana instrument, which is Yaga, is only important for us. And when you ask, because to gain the Swarga, heaven, Yaga is the instrument. So that is what is important. Asadharanam Karanam. That is what is Karana. So what is the special cause which is Yaga? So that is what is important for us. So Yaga, this Yaga should be performed. Then who should perform this Yaga? Adhikari. Then this Karta comes into picture. Not until this Karma is defined. Only after defining the karma, you ask who is the adhikari, who is the person who has this eligibility to perform this karma. Then this akshepalabhya. Akshepalabhya means through inference you gain this knowledge of this karta. Okay. Now this karma, okay, this is for this kshatriya, this is for vaishya, this is for brahmana, this is for this kind of. So that's this knowledge you will gain. Therefore, karta cha akshepalabhya. Therefore, karta through the karta, you gain that knowledge of sankhya, etc. The relationship with sankhya, etc. is gained. Akhyatena hi bhavana uchyate. So akhyatena hi akhyatamsha, with the akhyatamsha this bhavana is explained, expressed. Bhavanayaha akhyata vachyatum, the bhavana for that akhyata is the important thing, so that is proven here. Sacha kartaram vina anumpanedi tam akshipati. So that bhavana to perform bhavituhu bhavanaanukulo bhavetur vyaparaha is called as bhavana. Bhavituhu, whatever karma you want to perform, Bhavitur Vyapara, for the Bhavitu, the Karta, his transaction is called as Bhavana Visa. So, Bhavitur Vyapara, for somebody should do the Bhavana, the transaction for of the Bhavana. So, Tam Achipati Vina Anupanna, without him, there is no Bhavana possible. Therefore, Akshipalabhya, he comes. Sayam Shruti Lingadibhya Prabhala. And this Shruti, so Shruti comes to an end here. The Shruti Pramana, Shat Pramana, under the Shat Pramana topic, in the Vinyoga, the Shruti, in the Vinyoga, Vinyoga Vidhi, this Shruti Pramana comes to an end. This Shruti Pramana is powerful than the Linga, etc. वै लिंगादिषु न प्रत्यक्षो विनियोजकः शब्दो अस्ति किन्तु कल्प्यः. वाट् मेक्स् श्रुति प्रमाण प्रबल दट् विच् इस् पवर्फुल् देन् दि लिङ्ग एक्सेट्रा दि अदर् प्रमाणास्. दिस् इस् दि रीसन् लिङ्गादिषु इन् दि लिङ्ग एक्सेट्रा सेकेण्ड् थर्ड् स्टेजस् प्रत्यक्षो विनियोजकः विधिः. विनियोजकः शब्दो मीन्स् विनियोजक विधिः. There is no vidhi directly available for the transaction to take place immediately. Pratyakshaha. There is no word, there is no sentence, there is no vidhi, there is no order which is available in the Shruti for this transaction which you have gained with the help of Linga to be applicable. So, it expects a Shruti. When you understand something with the Shruti Pramana, it gives you the direct knowledge with the relationship of this Anga with the Angi, the limb with its main karma. So, you don't have to do any thinking. You are said, okay, do this karma related to this karma. Over, you do it, perform. There is no thinking necessary. But, when you accept something with the Linga Pramana, Linga, this pointer, it gives you the pointer, and with the help of that you have to imagine, do imagining of this Shabda, Vinayoga Vidhi. We have to imagine a Vidhi, a Shruti for Vinayoga. So, there is this Vidhi, Shruti Pramana, second is this Linga Pramana, this Vinayoga. See, what is Vinayoga? Application. What does application require? Fastest way of, what is application? Fastest way of processing the karma. That is application. The fastest way of processing karma. Now when you understand something with Shruti Pramana, the relationship with the Anga and Angi is very clear. So it is immediately affected. The karma is processed immediately. Now if you accept it with the Linga Pramana, you have to imagine a Shruti for this. Kalpya Shruti. So, you have to imagine a Shruti for that, and then only after that the application is possible. So, before you do a Kalpana, before you imagine a Shruti for this Linga Pramana, that Shruti Pramana has finished its job. Even before you do the Kalpana, the Linga Pramana has finished its job. The Shruti Pramana has finished its job. Therefore, it is very fast in the application. Therefore, it is powerful. In the same way, Linga, Shruti, Linga, Vakya. This is Linga Pramana and Vakya Pramana. When you compare it, Linga Pramana has to imagine a Shruti Pramana and then apply. Do the application. Now, when you accept Vakya Pramana should have to do a Kalpana of Linga Pramana and then do a Kalpana of Shruti Pramana and then go to the application. So, it becomes weaker. It becomes slow in the direct relationship with the application. So, this is the reason the first pramanas, the pramanas which come first are the first respecter. It is powerful. The last pramanas, the further down the pramanas go, it becomes weak. So, lingadishu na pratyaksho viniyojakah shabdo asti kintu kalpyah. So, in the linga etc., pratyaksha directly there is no viniyoga. There is no Vinayoga Vidhi which is existing. So you have to imagine. Yavad cha tair Vinayoga Shabda kalpyate tavad pratyakshya shrutya Vinayogasya krutatvena tesham kalpakatva shaktehe vyahatatvat. Yavad cha, and before you do, tair Vinayoga Shabda kalpyate, the Vinayoga Shabda, the shruti which has to help you doing the application, before you imagine that, tavat pratyakshya shrutya, the direct shruti, which is giving the relationship between Anga and Angi directly, this Vinayoga shruti, that has Vinayogasya kratatvena, it has applied, it has functioned, transaction is over. Therefore, tesham kalpakatva shaktehe vyahatatvat, because there is no necessary for kalpana there in shruti. It exists directly. So, Kalpana, doing Kalpana and then applying it slows down the karma. Ata eva ऐन्द्रियालिङ्गात् न इन्द्र उपस्थानार्थत्वम् किन्तु ऐन्द्रिया गार्हपत्यम् उपतिष्ठत इति अत्र गार्हपत्यम् इति द्वितीया श्रुत्या गार्हपत्य उपस्थानार्थत्वम् सो ऐन्द्रिया इस् द लिङ्ग वि आर् नाट् यूसिङ्ग् ऐन्द्रिया इन् दिस् ऐन्द्रिया गार्हपत्यम् उपतिष्ठते इन् दिस् ऐन्द्रिया इस् नाट् अ लिङ्ग ऐन्द्रिया मीन्स् इन्द्र सम्बन्धी रुचा सो विद् दाट् ऐन्द्रिया गार्हपत्यम् उपतिष्ठते इन् दिस् श्रुति फुल् श्रुति इस् कदाचन स्तरति न कदाचन स्तरसि नेन्द्रसश्च सीदाश्रे दिस् इस् दि श्रुति सो वाट् इट् मीन्स् इस् हे इन्द्र नेवर् यु आर् अ डिस्ट्रायर् आफ् अस् बिकास् we are people who are giving you the oblations in the fire therefore you are a person who is a, who blesses who gives grace who blesses the people who do the karma who give you the oblation so you are not destroyed of the people who are giving you food so that is with this mantra helps aindriya garbatyam upatishtate with this mantra aindriya indra sambandhi richa with this indra sambandhi richa this rik mantra with which is related to the indra garghapatyam garapatyam this garapatya upatishtate hi does the karma in this garapatya so with this indra mantra he has to do this karma so anga angi is the aindriya aindriya is the indra sambandhi richa that is the anga and garhapatya is the fire in which he has to do the karma that is angi so this anga angi relationship is directly available dvitiya shruti with the help of the second declension then linga nirvachanam linga shruti linga second pramana in the viniyoga vidhi what is that shabda samarthyam lingam he says shabda samarthyam lingam what is linga shabda samarthyam the power of the word is linga yatha ahu this what is explained samarthyam sarva shabdanam lingam ityavidhiyate this is what is accepted by the traditional people samarthyam sarva shabdanam the power of each word to give its meaning is what is called as linga see samarthyam means rudhi rudhi reva samarthyam means rudhi pot the word pot gives the knowledge of pot of the object pot 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 knowledge pot object pot word the same way each shabda has a power to give you the knowledge of the meaning of that shabda and where do you gain this knowledge how do you gain this knowledge of this meaning of this shabda this word this is what the power of word is because of its frequent usage for the past so many kalpas it has an inherent shakti sphota they say in sanskrit vyakarana in the grammar sanskrit grammarians they call it sphota so it has an inherent shakti power when you use that word it gives you the meaning there need not be a direct reference see pankaja they call pankat jatam pankajam what is pankaja that which is born ja born out of panka so marsh marshland panka is marsh so where clay marsh in a marsh area where that which is born is called pankaja fine what is born in the marsh land that which is very you know which has water pond kind of place what is born in that the frog is born there other weeds are born there lotus also is born there so pankat jatam that which is born in the panka marsh is frog so this gives a meaning that this pankaja means frog but pankaja is a word which has a meaning rudi artha which is inherent meaning which denotes lotus ambuja pankaja these words have an inherent meaning that it denotes lotus therefore tena samakhyato asya bheda vedah with this we have we have to understand its difference. We'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamagachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.